My favorite thing on Thanksgiving, you can get rid of everything else, but I want to shove handfuls of sausage stuffing down my throat. But it can't be the one that's cooked inside the bird. It's got to be the one that's cooked separately.
Let me make sure that I've got this straight here. So stuffing with the sausage, that's still stuffing, right? That's not dressing? Because sometimes people call this stuff dressing.
Well, let's find out. Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can follow him online at chefplum.com. On Instagram, chef_Plum. Plum, is this stuffing or dressing, first of all?
I mean, if you're going to have your Thanksgiving, Anna, where you're shoving handfuls of stuffing down your throat.
It's a party.
Can someone take a picture?
Yeah, no,
can
no,
we
that's,
just eat
that's,
that?
That's how my Thanksgiving goes down. I want it to be a party.
Right. stuffing or dressing. I was raised in Virginia, so for me, it's dressing. Stuffing is not something that we would make down south. But to me, dressing is on the side, never baked in the bird, whereas stuffing is just that, stuffed inside of your bird. Never put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to hate that I said that, but it's the truth. Don't do it. It'll make your turkey take so long. If you think about it, when you were a kid, you're having Thanksgiving, your mom would get up at 5 a.m. to put that turkey in the oven. That's just crazy talk. At 350 degrees, the turkey should take 12 to 13 minutes per pound at 350 to reach 165 degrees. But if you put that stuffing in there, you're now making it more dense, so it takes even longer, which is why mom, when we were younger, would put that turkey in at 5 a.m. and then stress when it wasn't ready by 4.
Hmm. I had no idea. I didn't care about my mom's feelings, though, or her schedule. I just want to make sure that I've got that taste. And you're telling me I can have good-tasting dressing, as you crazy person call it, or stuffing on the side, even if it's not cooked in the bird?
Oh, 100%. Listen, you make that stuff on the side, make it a family affair. It's really, really simple. It's one of those side dishes I think we should serve more often. Some of my favorite stuffings or dressings to make, I make a delicious andouille sausage Cajun stuffing where I make my typical mirepoix, carrots, onion, and celery. You know, I usually use baguette or sometimes brioche or even cornbread, and we tear it up and put it into a big pan, saute off my carrots, onions, and celery with some andouille sausage, some peppers, and I throw it all in that big pan of bread, add that jus to it from the turkey or add that turkey stock to it, toss it up. Sometimes I'll even whip up one egg and kind of mix that in there as well.
Shush.
Bake it in the oven. It's fantastic. The cool part about stuffing is it's all done basically the same way. Like, it's all basically bread and mirepoix. Anything else you put on top of it is just like putting gravy on your turkey. It's extra. It's delicious. Another great one I love to make is a dried fruit and chestnut stuffing. And you make it the exact same way as the other stuffing I just said. You're just going to use dried fruit and some delicious chestnuts.
Mirepoix.
Don't punk out no mirepoix. Dried fruit. No.
Right.
Well, don't think the dried fruit is a buster.
Don't even think about it. What's up with the oyster dressing?
What we traditionally think of Thanksgiving is not actually what happened as far as the food goes. There was a lot of venison. There was goose, root vegetables, but also a lot of seafood because it was on the shoreline. It's also a great thing a lot of people make because it's an inexpensive protein. Some of the first American, like, Thanksgiving celebrations, that's what they ate because the proximity to the ocean, there's a lot of shellfish, a lot of bass, a lot of eel, that sort of stuff goes in there. So an oyster stuffing is not that weird. It's delicious. And again, all you got to do to make that is very, very similar to making any other stuffing. It's bread-based, so you get a nice baguette, tear it up into small pieces, and you're going to saute down what's called mirepoix. Again, that mirepoix is celery, onion, and carrots. You're going to saute that down. You're going to throw some beautiful fresh herbs in there, some sage, some thyme, a little rosemary. There's some really, really nice containers of oysters you can get that are pretty fresh, and they have their liquor in there with them, which is what they call it. And take that mixture we just made, put those oysters in there, toss it all up, put sausage in there as well if you want, but bake it in the oven. Let me tell you something, it's delicious, and it's a little taste of what they did on the first Thanksgiving.
Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can follow him online at chefplum.com or on Instagram as chef_Plum. Thank you, Plum.